This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Members of Colorado's congressional delegation are weighing in on events in Ukraine. Like many U.S. lawmakers, Democrat Joe Neguse says he's worried about Russian aggression toward other European countries and what may happen after Ukraine.
I do have concerns of the spillover effects to the extent that Russia continues on this current course of conduct in terms of democracy in Europe and larger security concerns.
We'll hear more from that conversation in about 15 minutes. The U.S. Interior Department has come up with new names for 28 geographic landmarks in Colorado. CPR's Paolo Schalsiter reports.
The Derogatory Geographic Names Task Force was formed last November. The group was immediately tasked with proposing names for 660 geographic sites, whose names included a derogatory slur for Indigenous women. Alternatives from Mestahe Mountain in Clear Creek County made the list, even though it's already been renamed to honor a 19th century Cheyenne translator. The Department of the Interior will accept public comment on their recommended names until late April. I'm Paolo Schalsiter, CPR News.
School officials in Greeley have rejected the state's offer to continue air quality monitoring at Bella Romero School. The school is close to an active oil and gas well pad. Here's CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis.
State air monitors detected elevated levels of benzene at the school in 2019. Benzene often comes from oil and gas sites and is linked to cancer and other health problems. The state recently offered to restart air monitoring because of parents' concerns. Teresa Myers with the Greeley-Evans School District said school officials declined.
It doesn't seem prudent for us to continue the monitoring out there unless we have some indication that there is a reason to.
The state is currently looking for other locations near the school to place the air monitors. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg arrives in Colorado today. He'll join Governor Jared Polis for a tour of I-70 west of Denver. Tomorrow, he'll visit Roaring Fork Transportation Authority in Glenwood Springs with Colorado's two U.S. senators. This is CPR News.